Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud Dairai says Psachim Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We actually got a little bit ahead, which is good because we have to keep it short because of the Chaga, the legal holiday. We're off to late start. We get up to Tes Vav Amud Beis. I believe we're up to Amrab Asiyam Abriyechidon, which is already 12, 13 lines down the page, fourth word on the line. So we're going to quickly go over outside, get our bearings. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah started off a whole topic. The Mishnah starts the whole topic on Yud Dalam Aleph. The Mishnah starts off with Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kehanim, who had said that they never refrained from burning together Truma, Kachem, that was Tameh, that was a Rishon L'Tumah together with Kachem, that was a Shlishi. That's the way we explained it. Kachem that was a Rishon, with Kachem that was a Shlishi, burnt it together, even though when you put it together, the Shlishi intensifies to a level of a Shani, since it's all being destroyed, being burnt. Anyway, we never refrained from that. Came along, Rabbi Akiva added, we never refrained from burning truma of a Rishon with the Shlishi. What's the difference between truma and kachem? We said it's a little bit of a stronger chiddush because he was meisiv Rabbi Akiva, lashon meisiv. He's meisiv because truma that's a Shlishi is only pasul. It can't go further. Hekdesh has a Shlishi, can go further. Then therefore, the chiddush is even truma is a Shlishi, which is now being intensified, upgraded to a level of sheni, which can also make tuma. Even that, we were makbet to burn together, fine. That was Rabbi Chanina, that was Rabbi Akiva. Came along, Rabbi Meir, and says that we also, from the key words, midivrayim, from their words we learn, that you can burn on Erev Pesach, you can burn the Truma Tahiru or the Truma Tamea when you're getting rid of Chametz. You can burn Tahar Tikachuma and Tamei Tikachuma. That was the words of Rav Meir, basically argued. And then we had Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua that said, nah, they never burnt Truma together. Both of the Rabbi Elazar Shua agree that Truma was not burnt together. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah. So we don't know where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua came in, number one. And the bigger focus was, where's Rabbi going with Medivrim? Whose words? So we had five Mahalchim when we went through the Gemara in the last times, last week. We had five different Mahalchim where our mayor's supposed to be. We slugged up three of them, but we were left with two Mahalchim that worked. And let's just go over those quickly. One Mahalchim that worked was, Rabbi Meir was basing his words on the Devrim of Rabbi Yechazkan HaKadim. And the question was very basic. In Rabbi Yechazkan HaKadim, you have Truma that's Tameh, a Rishon, with Truma that's Hekdesh, that's a Rishon, with Hekdesh that's a Shlishi, everything's Tamei. In Rameir's case, you're burning Truma Tahira with Truma Tameya. It's not all Tamei. How do you even compare the two? That was the Bomb Kasha. So on that we explain that in Achame, Reb Chanina the Skankayan's case was that the Rishon was a Deraisa. The Shlishi was a Derabbanan. On a Deraisa level, the Shlishi wasn't Tamei Bechlal. It's Hekdesh Tahira. On a rabbinic level, it's Tamei. But on the Deraisa level, it's Tahira. That's Zicha, Gevaldik Araya. That when I'm Makbin, burning together Tahira and Tameya, that which is anything can be burnt, you can burn it all together. And that was a Shmak Araya. But again, it has to be based on interpreting to the Mishnah at the Rishon and Shlishi. The Rishon was a Deraisa, and the Shlishi was only Derabbanan. That's not necessarily the most simple way of learning the Mishnah. That was one Malach that we said fits for Rabbi Meir saying the Midivrei means for the words of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kanan. Okay. That was one way. The other way was we brought two Mishnayas in Mizeftas Trumas, and finally the Mishnah, we had a case where you had a barrel of Truma wine that was on an upper level. The barrel cracked. It was dripping the Truma into a big vat of Chulin Temeim. Chulin Temeim is totally fine to eat. But once you mix Truma in there, now you got a problem because Truma Temeim cannot be eaten. And the only way to salvage it was to quickly grab a Kli that's Tamei and catch the Truma Tahira in the Kli that's Tamei before to intercept it, before it goes to the Chulin. What you're doing is by putting that Kli there, you're being Metama the Truma Beidayim. Now that Truma is about to become Tamei in a second anyway. You're being Metama Beidayim. Rishua says do it because otherwise you're going to lose the Chulin. And Rabbi says you can't do it. We have a ride there. Beshua says something which is going to be destroyed anyway. You can go be Metam B'Yadayim. You're being Metam B'Yadayim. That was the other Raya. Meir says, Medivrein Lamandu, when you're burning chametz of Truma Tahira and Truma Tamei, burn it together, it's probably going to be destroyed anyway. Not a problem about being Metam B'Yadayim. On that last Raya, in that conversation, the Mara brought a deflection, just a key point, and we'll speak about more of this raid at the end, if we have a minute or two. The Mara brought a chilek and said that Lav Dafka is a good Raya. Why? Because in Yeshua's case, there's a Hefsim Ruba. You can lose a big vat of Chulin wine, a big bar, whatever it is, you're losing Chulin wine, that's a big loss. By Rameir's case, maybe Rabbi Shua would agree, you can't burn the chametz together. The Gemara asked, there's also hefsa because you have to have extra firewood. No, extra firewood is hefsa muud lechashasho, hefsa muud lechashasho. We'll get back b'neder at the end of the Amud with a little bit of raid about hefsa muud versus hefsa ruba, but let's go back to the Gemara first. So basically, we were left with two mahalchim in Rameir, either he's learning from Chinis Kanakanim, and the Rishon Lutzama was a Draisa, and the Shlishi was Drabanan, and he's still learning to burn it together. The question of that just was, it's not the Mashmai, it's not talking about Draisa Drabanan. His Mashmai, the basic was that they're all Draisa, that's the question of that Pshah. And the other Pshah was learning from Yeshua, and the question or Yeshua's response to that would be, nah, that's have some Ruba, maybe I have some Ruby, Rabbi Yeshua says it, but I have some Muad. Okay. Comes along, Amr Ab Asi Amr Bechon, Machlaik is Beshesh, the whole Machlaik is between Rameir and Abesi is Davke in the sixth hour. In the sixth hour, Meir said you could burn it together, Tarah, Chuba, Tabay, and Chuba, Tarah, well, that's Chametz, in the sixth hour, whereas Rameir says you cannot. Ava B'Sheva in the seventh hour. And by the way, the first Rambadaik, even according to Meir, Dafka the sixth hour, because the sixth hour already is Asim and Drabanan. But prior to the sixth hour, even Rameir would agree, you can't burn it together, because right now it's Mutter, even though it's going to be Asir very shortly, and you're not finishing it before this man, right now it's Mutter, you, as long as it's not Asir, even Drabanan, you would not be able to burn it together. But in the sixth hours, we have Machlekes, Rameir says burn it together, and Beshua says you cannot burn it together, Ava B'Sheva in the seventh hour, Divrei Kol Sarfin. In the seventh hour, what's the Lacha? In the seventh hour, after Chatzos, is Man Karm Pesach, Man Karm Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz. It's Aser Midaraisa. When it's Aser Midaraisa, everyone agrees you can burn it together. Even though one's time and one's star. So when it's all chametz, it's Aser Raisa. Once it's Aser Raisa, everyone agrees you can burn it together. That is Rav Asi, Neighbor Bechon, his qualification, the Machlekes of Rav Yesi and Rav Meir. Everyone agrees you can burn it together in the seventh hour. Rav Asi, Neymar Kazar Rav Bechon, Masis Babatu Midaraisa, Vadatu Midarbanan. The way to explain Rav Bechon's qualification would fit much better if Rav Chanina was talking about a case where you bring it together, a Rishon as an Av, that's a Tumah Deraisa, together with brother in general, Avatum is typically always Deraisa. But the Rishon, that was the first item became Tumah from the Rishon, became Tumah from Avatum on a Deraisa level, and the Shlishi was the Vladatum we're talking about, which is the Shlishi, was a only Rabbinic Tumah. And Rameir said, you still could burn it together. And therefore, Rameir is saying, even in the sixth hour, you could burn it together. But once you get to the seventh hour, it's all deraisa, Ivar Beis is going to agree. That fits very well with that explanation. The Rameir was based on Machanis Kanakanam, and it was based on Darabana deraisas, whether you can make something which is also Darabana, burn it already with deraisas. And the way to explain Rav Meir would be, Medivrei means from the words of Rav Chanis Kanakanam, that according to Rav Yechanan's qualification of the Machlekes, it fits better with that source for Rav Meir. The Gemara says, yes, I'm really in, indeed. So Rav Asis back to Rav Zera, indeed, according to Rav Yechanan, that is the more simple way of really learning the Mishnah, not going to Trumas and to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, but rather within Rav Chanina. And again, the logic being that Rav Meir's leniency over Beis is that even when the Chuma Chametz is usher in the sixth hour, rabbinically, it can be burnt together with the Chuma Temea, the Chuma Tahira, because the Isra Abanan of the Chuma Tahira, I'll speak Chametz, is enough to allow it to be burnt. That fits very well with Rabbi Chanis Kanakanam, who, according to this interpretation, allows the Chuma Temea, Midaraisa, the Chuma Temea, Midarbanan, to be burnt together. It's Bernami, the Murtaka brings a Bryson to back up this explanation that Rabbi Asi gave in Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Masis Mavatam de Raisa Vatam de Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan says explicitly the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina is talking about Avatam de Raisa being burned with the Vatam de Rabbanan. And my Medivram, and what's the Medivram of Rameir? Medivram Chanina's Kanakanam. He's not learning from Chanina's Kanakanam. They can burn it together. Umachloik is Machloik is Beshesh. Avo Besheva, once in the seventh hour, Divri Akol, Surf, and everyone agrees you can burn, even our base would agree you can burn there, because it's fully Asma Deraisa. Everything's Asma, all the Chametz Asma Deraisa, so whether some of it's Tamei, whether some of it's Tamei, it doesn't matter, it's all Asma Deraisa, therefore it could certainly be burnt together. That was never even a Shaila when it's all Asma Deraisa. Lema Mesele, the Marnel was being a proof to Rabbi Yechonon's explanation that Rabbi Yasi agrees that in the seventh hour it will be burnt together. Let's bring a proof. So we quoted this at the very top of the Amud, if you remember in last year, a little while ago, we quoted this at the very top of the Amud. It was like a cryptic line in the middle of the Gemara asking Akasha on the interpretation that the basis for Rav Meir Shita was Rabbi Yeshua. And we said, well, the basis of Yeshua, I had this whole conversation, they seem to explain the basis to be from Chanina, Skanakanim, from Rabbi Akiva, and we threw in this Machlekes B'Sham B'Sillah, got me Pigonized Tummy, but the Mara ultimately deflected the Kasha. But we threw in a line about Pigonized Tummy, we never elaborated on it. So now the Mara is going to elaborate on that line. Ha Pigonized Tummy, B'Sham Emrem, Enos Rabbin, B'Kachas, they can't be burnt together, which that's actually easily understandable. Tummy is Tummy, Pigonized Tummy, Absolute Kacha, but they're not Tummy, can't burn it together. B'Sillah, Enos Rabbin, the Kachas, but B'Sillah says you could burn it together. What's B'Sham B'Sillah saying you burn it together? L'Chur, or B'Yesu was coming to say was, you know from B'Sillah, he's not being right from B'Sham, he's being right from B'Sillah, you know he can burn it together? Because over there, all three are Isur, Deraisa. Pigul Naisa Tame, or Opsum Deraisa. Since the Opas Deraisa, Opsum Deraisa, I agree you can burn together. Seventh hour, Rabbi Yasi is going to agree you can burn all together. It's only when one's Asdra Abun and one's Asdra Isa, what Rabbi Yasi argues. So, Chertz Shtakaraya, Gemara says, no. Shiny Hus and Pigul Naisa Tame is a separate logic. This is Tumid Midra Abun. Besides for this Deraisa, there's a separate element. When something becomes Pigul or Naisir, even though it's not Tame on a Deraisa level, only Tumid Tame, obviously, Deraisa level, Pigul and Naisir are Tame Midra Abun. So you're burning. They all have an element of tumah there. Not only are they pasul midraisa, they also have an element of tumah derabanan. So you have no raya that something which is only asa midrabanan could be burnt together with something which is deraisa in a case where you don't have tumah with an apple tummy. Says the Gemara, the Tan, ha pigul v'naisa metame sedayim. Pigul and naisir on the tame dayim. Let's go back. The case of chametz, what are we saying? The case of chametz, what are we saying? You could burn truma tahira of chametz with truma tameya. That we have no raya. The sixth hour, this is only drabanan. And it's tar. You have no raya, you could burn that in a case even in the seventh hour, where it's deraisa, the bottom line is, it's still completely tar. Even in the seventh hour, it's still completely tar. The point is, this that we see that pickle is being burnt nicer with tameh is maybe, we're just saying perhaps, we're deflecting, only because they also have element of tumah. Granted, it's rabbinic tumah, but they're tameh. As opposed to chumah tahira of chametz is not tameh b'chlal. So maybe there, you would not be able to burn it together. You have no raya from the pigul neiser to our case. We point that out as far from the Rishai, from the Mefarshim, I've got who we spoke out from. One second. We point that out as far from the Mefarshim the other day, that pigul neiser could be, it loses the shame hektish. Right? That could be a difference, which Gemara's not saying over here. Clearly, Gemara's not saying that. But we point that as far when we reference this Bryce, like Gemara, a couple of blot ago, when we started the Sukkah, we referenced that there could be a svar to say that pigul and naser, once they become pigul, once they become naser, it's no longer viewed as kachem psulim, like kachem tmeim. It's viewed as it loses its kedusha b'chlal. The kedusha is kind of paka. It loses the kedusha b'chlal. It's so vite from being kosher, it loses the kedusha. Maybe that's why we have no concern of burning it. Clearly, our Gemara is not going with that svara. Yeah. The Gemara now attempts another raya to Rabbi Yechon. Again, before Rabbi Yechon came along, we have Machlekes Rameir, says burn all the chametzes together, Truma Torah, Truma Tameh, burn it together, no problem. And everybody says you cannot. We have no restrictions of which hours it is. Rabbi Yechon came along and said, no, it's only the sixth hour, it's only Yisra Abundant they have Machlekes. 7 hours with Dereisa, either Rabbi Yechon is going to agree. So we're trying to be raya, but without Rabbi Yechon, we wouldn't say that. Maybe Rabbi Yechon would argue even the seventh hour. So let's bring a raya again to Rabbi Yechon's assumption that it's only in the sixth hour. It's more than an assumption. His psak. Lemasayelay, the hapash ifsa, bread that became moldy. The nifsul melech adam, it became moldy. No longer is fit for being eaten by a human. But it's still fit for eating by a kelev. Metamat tumas eichlon kibetza. It's still metamat tumas kibetza. Whenever we have tumas eichlon in the past, we've discussed many times. Tumas eichlon kibetza means that it's able to. It can really mean two levels. Is it able to accept tuma? It's only able to accept tuma if tumas eichlon is the size of kibeya, or is it able to convey tuma? We pashto go with the second side, because accepting tuma could be even if it's smaller than a kibetza, even if it's the tiniest amount, it could be able. It's mekabel tuma. That's typically what we say. Not everyone agrees with that. Some say it's even the guy accepting tuma. But we're going to go with the simple path that we always go. That when it comes to accepting tuma, the smallest amount. When it comes to conveying tuma. But something else, it's got to be a kibetza. And we're saying now, the chiddush, this pas, and the chiddush is as follows, because it once was pas, that's the key factor. It once was pas, regular bread. It became tummy. It now is spoiled that humans can't eat it, but it's still royal achil's kelev. It's not enough to take away this ability to convey tumah al tumas eichlin. And it can be burnt together with that which is tummy on Erev Pesach. Now, sorry, it itself, yeah. When we said it's metamat tumas eichlon, it just meant it can convey tumah if it's tumah. But the chiddush that can be burnt together with tumah and pesach means even if it itself is not tumah, even though it itself is tar, it can still be burnt together with truma tumah on erev pesach. Now, who does this go like? It clearly is not going like a mayor, because the mayor says regular tar, tumah can all be burnt together. It must be it's going like a biyazi, and a biyazi saying that since it's not fit for Achilas Adam, even though it's tar, it can be burnt together. I mean, Rabbi Yisrael says normally you cannot burn tar with Tameh. When it's inedible, you can burn it. What do you see? Something which can't be eaten could be burnt. So who had in the seventh hour? Well, you can't eat it, it can be burnt together. That's the logic. In the sixth hour, it's edible Midrabbanan. You're right. But the rice is edible. But the abundance is already taken, not edible. You're right about that. But the abundance is not edible. But the mice on the rice level is edible. And therefore, our basis is you can't burn it together. You can't burn the truma taira. But in the seventh hour, where it's no longer edible with the rice, because you can't eat because it's chametz, you should be able to burn it together, just like you can burn the inedible pasha ifsa together with tar. Says the Gemara, shiny hasam, this is maybe what you wanted to say, very good. Shiny hasam, the afra ba'almahu. You can't compare. Over there, he's not saying take. And over there, the whole point is, once it's not fit for human consumption, even though it's fit for a dog, it's not fit for consumption, Legabe burn, it's like dirt. You're burning dirt. We want to talk about burning truma tahira in the seventh hour, which is technically a food. Happens to be asras chametz, but it's technically a food. You're burning edible truma together with tummy dika truma, edible tar truma with tummy. Rabbi Yossi may still disagree with that. We have no raya. They basically don't agree because he said you could burn pasha ifsa. Pasha ifsa is no longer an edible food. Bechlal, it's inedible. That's like dirt. It's not a raya to the case of truma in the seventh hour. Says more further. Ihachi my might. That's more 1 second. So what does it mean when he say that once we lost the support for Rabbi Yechaz's memra, what was the maida that Rabbi Yossi says maida was Rabbi Shua that he could burn it that he burned it separately. What do you mean maida Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua talking about different cases. If you're not having a case where Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Meir, what's the maida was Rabbi Shua? Hach kamalei Rabbi Yossi Meir afil Rabbi Shua to makel. Even Rabbi Shua was makel over there in Trumas, like we quoted multiple times. He's makel to allow Taira and Tami together. Ki makel b'tzlu yitzmeya. He was only makel by something which is Tully, a suffix tama, with Fadi Tami. Ava b'Taira, meaning, we're going back on the first mission, sorry. The first mission over there was, we didn't chaz that one over. We ultimately didn't bring right for that one. But remember the first mission that we thought doing right for a mayor, to a mayor's din from Rabbi Shua was, Rabbi Shua had said that if you have a suffix barrel of tuma, chuma, you should purposely expose it. Put it in a place where it will naturally become tummy, right? So when did he say this? As the Gemara Dafka Betluyu Tmeya, Ava Betayru Tmeya, to mix together something which is Tully and Tummy, yeah, you can mix that together. But something which is fully Tar Chametz or Tummy Chametz, Avadim Rishur wouldn't say that. Iyachi Ama'inim in Amida, but if Rameir's ultimate source is saying now is not from Rabbi Shua, Rameir's source is from Mechanis Kanakahanim, then what's Inim in Amida? Mida Midi. If it's coming from Mechanis Kanakahanim, then he's saying, and you're saying Rabbi Yossi himself agrees, in the seventh hour, when it's Asma Deraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be burnt. So what was he tiny against Rameir? Inim in Amida, L'chay Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina's Chiddush was, you're burning a Rishon that's Tamei Deraisa, with a Vlad, which we call the Shlishi, that's Tamei Darabanan. That's exactly Rameir's halacha, that you're able to burn in the sixth hour, which only be Darabanan. You're able to burn it already. It's mamish, the same meat as Rabbi Chanina. We're going to introduce a machlekes. This machlekes will carry, will be relevant for the next two bat off and on, but we're going to just touch on it today. And we're saying this is really the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi legabi the following din. It's talking about meat that became tummy in a mashke that became tummy. Love that for sherets. Sherets is the case of avatama. So you have avatama making the mashke into a rishon tama, and that rishon tama mashke went and was matama basa. We have machlekes about that. As Rameil tamei, Rabbeis tamei, each according to reasoning, Rameil tamei, damer tumas mashke tamei achirim drabanan. Rameir says tumas mashke is only matama others midrabanan. So the tuma in question is merely rabbinic, and therefore he has a beautiful raya from Chanis Ganaganem that which is Tamid Rabbanan is together combining with that which is Tamid Raisa, and it works to be burnt together. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Shtasi says, no, it's not Tamid Rabbanan, it's Tamid Raisa. Rabbi Yossi Tamid Amar Tumas Mashkin, the Tamid Achirim is Raisa, and therefore everything here was Tamid Raisa. So they Gufa argue about whether Chanina's Eidos was about a Tamid Raisa and a Tamid Rabbanan, or whether it's about Tamid Raisa and Tamid Raisa. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was all Tamid Raisa. You have no raya to a case of Durabanans, and therefore Ainim and Amid, it's not a connection. The 6 hours are rabbinic din, whereas all the tumas in Rav Chanina's case were deraisa tikadinim. Whereas according to our mayor, Rav Chanina's din also was a tumas mashkin, and therefore was a tumas drabanan. It was based on tumas mashkin, it's tumas drabanan, and therefore it's a beautiful raya tarshayla. The Mar now brings the Tanya, starting with the next Amid, the Machlaikis. We're going to leave the Tanya for tomorrow. Just one quick point, and it was late on time. One quick point is, then we talk about Hefsimud, Hefsimruba, this big nafkamina, back to Hefsimruba. Hefsimruba allows for big leniencies. One leniency we want to say was that Rabbi Shua allows to be metama biadayim, the chuma falling from the sky with a clear tummy, in order to save the chulin vat below, because Hefsimruba, by Hefsimud, we wouldn't be so particular. We find by Hefsimruba other kulas as well. Bein Hashmashas Erev Shabbos. Halachas, Bein Hashmashas is a in-between time. You're allowed to do an Isra Banan, a clear Isra Banan, you're allowed to be Iver, in order to save Hefsimruba, Isra Banan, Bein Hashmashas, Hefsimruba, we're Mekel. Similarly, we find that let's say Machlekes in the Tanayim, and we pass like one Shita. You're allowed to be Samech on the other Shita of Hefsimruba. Big site. And that's why the biggest site of Eilevelo Divrelekim, Eilevelo Divrelekim Chayim, they're both Emes, that's where it comes up. When you pass like one over the other, it doesn't mean the other one's not Divrelekim Emes, it's still Torah, and therefore you can paskin like that Shita in a case where it's Hefsimruba, like we find in multiple places of Shas, Kedai, Reb Shimon, or Reb Elazar, Lismechlev, Peshas Adchak. It's Kedai, we don't pass like them, but to be Semechlev, Peshas Adchak, that's an idea that's applied where? By Hefsimruba. One other point is the logic of Hefsim Ruv is pashtus that the Torah is chasam mamash Yisrael, the Torah is worried about mamav Klai Yisrael. So it's a Gshmach Hakira. What if it's a Hefsim Ruvah for Klai Yisrael at large, but for each individual it's not a big Hefsim? For example, our case, the burning of the wood. You look at each individual, that's a couple pieces of wood as Hefsim wood. But Gans Klai Yisrael burning extra wood to separate the chametz that they're burning in Erev Pesach, Gans Klai Yisrael is going to be a lot of wood. This would be a raya. This Panamir discusses this. This would be a raya that when we talk about Hefsim Mu'at, we talk about from the individual basis, we don't look at the Tziburi. Because from the Klal, it's Hefsim Ruba, but from the Yachid, it's Hefsim Mu'at, and we call them Hefsim Mu'at. And then the Maaseh deflects, he says, no, maybe it's not a raya, because maybe having Chametz Erev Pesach is not so common. People have it, but very small amounts, mamar tiny amounts, still considered Mu'at to have Chametz and Trumas Chametz, Tar, Trumas Chametz, Tami, to have that much Chametz and need that much firewood is very uncommon, even Klaliistic, and therefore it still can be considered Hefsim Mu'at. So he wants us to say, perhaps not a raya, but again, it's a Gshmach HaKira, and a potential raya from our Gemara, Posavir. Pick up tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. Have a wonderful day.